Well, it's that time of the week when we present our music special here on Fab FM. Tonight, the music of a composer that is truly one of the greats. At 70 years of age, he can certainly look back on a stellar career, a body of work that he should be proud of. I've always been a fan of Andrew Lloyd Webber. I love his musicals. I just love my musicals, period. Andrew Lloyd Webber has composed 13 musicals, a song cycle, a set of variations, two film scores and a Latin Requiem Mass. The Phantom of the Opera, Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Cats, and the list goes on and on and on. He's received a knighthood, that was back in 92, six Tonys, three Grammys, as well as a Grammy Legend Award, an Academy Award, 14 Ivor Novello Awards, 7 Olivia Awards, a Golden Globe, a Brit Award, and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, just to cap it off. And he's an inductee into the Songwriters Hall of Fame and a fellow of the British Academy of Songwriters, Composers and Authors. Wow, what a career. His company, The Really Useful Group, is one of the largest theatre companies in the world. And of course, they allow lots of local productions of his musicals, including the Clink Theatre, who have done some Andrew Lloyd Webber stuff as well. And that is a good segue to introduce Michael Kerr from the Clink Theatre. Hello, Michael.
Thank you very much.
So, Michael Kerr, I will ask you to stay with us as we go through the musicals, and I'd like to get your thoughts on each one as I go along. But the man worth over £700 million started off small. There were many years of struggle before his first major hit. In 1967, Andrew and his collaborator Tim Rice wrote Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. It was the retelling of a biblical story of Joseph, in which Andrew and Tim Rice used pop music styles such as Elvis style, rock and roll, calypso and country music. So, Michael, what did you think of Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Yeah, it's a wonderful production. I remember this first came out. Jason Donovan was doing it in the UK. It had a big buzz about it. Some really good music, and it was a bit out there. It was a good production, something completely different to what was happening at the time.
And, Michael, you mentioned Jason Donovan there, and he sings the song from the show. And it's called Any Dream Will Do.
I close my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I. Thank you.
Any Dream Will Do. Jason Donovan on our music special tonight, looking at the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. Well, then in 1970 came Jesus Christ Superstar. A song I love from that show is I Don't Know How to Love Him. But first, Michael, your thoughts on Jesus Christ Superstar.
Absolutely. That was a big production. I remember when they actually brought that one to Melbourne. I think it was John English was one of the main characters in it. Last year, of course, Rob Mills did Jesus Christ Superstar, and another relive of the version. Great production. Enjoyed it immensely.
Well, the song is I Don't Know How to Love Him. Big, big song from Jesus Christ Superstar, sung tonight by Yvonne Elliman. Don't Know How to Love Him. Yvonne Elliman on Fab FM. We're looking and listening to the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber tonight, our music special, right here on Fab FM. We do this every single week around 8 p.m. on a Wednesday and repeat it on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. so you have a chance to have a listen to it. Now, collaborating with lyricist Don Black, Take That Look Off Your Face was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber for the song cycle show Tell Me on a Sunday in 1978. The song entered the music charts where it was a huge hit. Now, Michael Kerr from the Clink Theatre, you know this very well because the Clink recently presented the show Tell Me on a Sunday.
That's right. I love this production. It's something completely different. When it first came out, it was a dual-type show. There was Tell Me on a Sunday. It was called Song and Dance. And the first half was the song, which was Tell Me on a Sunday. And the second half was Dance, which was a ballet routine based around music. Again, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Don Black did that one. It was beautiful songs. And being a solo artist on stage the whole time, it was a real drawing. You sat there and you were just drawn to that character. And, you know, some absolutely amazing songs came out of that production.
Marty Webb.
You must be mistaken. It couldn't have been. You couldn't have seen him yesterday. He's doing some deal up in Baltimore now. I hate it when he's away. You must be mistaken. I'm sure that you are. There's more than one car with stickers on. And lots of young guys wear corduroy pants. And I'd know if he hadn't gone. Take that look off your face.
Take that look off your face.
I can see through your smile.
I can see through your smile.
You would love to be right. I bet you didn't sleep good last night. Couldn't wait to bring all of that bad news to my door. Well, I've got news for you. I knew before. Last year, I'm not very clear how it began. I noticed a change, but I just closed my eyes. There's only
Marty Webb on Fab FM, our music special for the Wednesday evening, repeated again on Saturday, for your pleasure. Well, Andrew Lloyd Webber collaborated with Tim Rice once again to write Evita in 1978, a musical based on the life of Eva Peron. The musical was staged at the Prince Edward Theatre in a production directed by Harold Prince, and starred Elaine Page in the title role. Patti LuPone created the role of Eva on Broadway, for which she won a Tony. Evita was a huge hit that ran for 10 years in the West End. It transferred to Broadway in 1979, with Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber parting ways soon after Evita. So, Michael, what's your thoughts on Evita?
Wow, what a big one. You know, I mean, of course, I think probably the most famous one most people would remember is, of course, Madonna doing it, the movie version with Madonna and Antonio Banderas, you know, which was what most people would be familiar with the Evita production for. Yeah, and they captured it really well on the movie side of it. And, you know, I give Madonna credit. You know, she did a marvellous job of doing that character. Great production. Enjoyed it immensely.
Well, the song from the musical Evita, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, became a hit single worldwide. And tonight I am very proud to present my daughter Rebecca singing that song from Evita. She recorded this on an album she put out a few years ago. And it's Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, Rebecca Macon.
Seemed to the world they were all I deserved.
That's my daughter Rebecca singing Don't Cry For Me Argentina. I think she does a beautiful job of that. And I'm very proud of her too. And it's just wonderful to have her on the music special tonight as we look at the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber on Fab FM. Well, Andrew embarked on his next project without a lyricist. And Cats was born in 1981 and it was to become the longest running musical in London, where it ran for, get this, 21 years. On Broadway, Cats ran for 18 years, a record which would ultimately be broken only by another Lloyd Webber musical, The Phantom of the Opera, which we'll get to very soon. And of course, the Cats showstopper song is Memory. Michael, your thoughts on Cats?
Yeah, it wasn't everyone's cup of tea. It was, you know, a good, entertaining show because, you know, it was quite different with everyone dressed up as cats. But as you said, Memories was the only real standout song for me that was in that production.
Well, Memory was, as I said, the showstopper, and this song by Elaine Page, the lady who brought it to London.
Withered leaves collect at my feet.
That's Memory, Elaine Page. For Cats, we're looking at the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber on our special tonight. Well, in 1984 came Starlight Express. It was a commercial hit but received very negative reviews from critics. It enjoyed a record run in the West End but ran for less than 2 years on Broadway. The show has also been seen in two tours of the US, as well as an Australian-Japanese production, a three-year UK touring production, which then transferred to New Zealand in 2009. The show also runs full-time in a custom-built theatre in Germany, where it has been running since 1988. I saw this show with my kids who were 5 and 10 at the time. They loved it and so did I. I mean, what would the critics know anyway? Most are failed performers and they're jealous of others. Got that out of my system. Well, the song that I love from the show is the title song. But before we listen to that, Michael Kerr from the Clink Theatre, what's your thoughts on Starlight Express?
I was very lucky. I got to see that in Melbourne also when they did it at the Tennis Centre. Incredible. You know, not only have you got a production where these characters are singing these songs, but they're roller skating, and they're roller skating on narrow platforms. It's not as if it was even a flat stage. They were running around the whole theatre, all over the place on these. Incredible. They were linked arm in arm like trains. They're all steam trains. They were dressed as trains. That was the story of the production. Great music, great song, great entertainment. You know, the whole way from start to finish was amazing. I loved Starlight Express. It's a shame that one hasn't come back. You know, it would be a good one for them to regenerate, because I'm sure that it would certainly bring in a crowd because it's some great music in it.
Well, from the Starlight Express comes the title song, and it's called Starlight Express, and it's sung tonight by a man called Ray Shell.
Only believe, son, the Starlight Express will help you. How many times have you found, though you were firm on the ground, still the world around you sways? You notice all that you've got does not add up to a lot, and the way ahead's a maze. You've used everything inside you, so maybe it's time you try to find a brand new power to shine a light.
A light to brighten up your darkest hour.
Starlight Express heals your distress. He's there all around. Starlight Express will answer you, yes. He's waiting to be found.
Starlight Express hears your distress. He's there all around. Starlight Express will answer you, yes.
Control, control. 30 seconds to close of entries for Heat 2. Engines report.
Said, and you were lying in bed with the covers pulled up tight. And though you count every sheep, you get the feeling that sleep is gonna stay away tonight. That's when you hear it coming. That's when you hear the humming of the midnight train. Here again, can't explain that midnight train. Starlight Express, you must confess, are you real? Yes, me away, but bring me back before daylight and in the time between. Take me to everywhere, but don't abandon me there. Just want to say I believe in you completely. Though I may be dreaming sweetly, I can hear the train here again. Can explain.
Starlight Express from Starlight Express. Well, in 1986, Andrew Lloyd Webber premiered his piece de resistance, The Phantom of the Opera. And he was inspired by the 1911 Gaston Leroux novel. He wrote the part of Christine for his then-wife Sarah Brightman, who played the role in the original London and Broadway productions, alongside Michael Crawford as the Phantom. The production was directed by Harold Prince, who had also earlier directed Evita. Charles Hart wrote the lyrics for Phantom, with some additional material provided by Richard Stilgo, with whom Lloyd Webber co-wrote the book of the musical. Well, Phantom of the Opera became an instant hit. It's still running in both the West End and on Broadway. And in January 2006, it overtook Cats as the longest running musical on Broadway. So he created a record over his own show, Cats, with Phantom. On the 11th of February 2011, Phantom of the Opera played its 10,000th show on Broadway. Now, Marion and myself saw it in November last year. Ben Crawford plays the Phantom, and he was absolutely superb. In fact, at the end of the show, to raise money for AIDS research, he offered a monkey music box from the show at a ridiculous price, way over the top, but it was for charity, and I just had to have it. So I hurried to the front office, up to the front office, through the crowds of people, where he said it would be for the successful buyer. And folks, I'm happy to say I was the successful buyer. I had to take another mortgage out on the house, but I bought it that night in New York. Look, I'll just play a little bit for you. People who love the show will know about the monkey music box that makes an appearance at the start of the production and at the very end. Michael Kerr from the Kling Theatre, your thoughts on what can you say about Phantom of the Opera?
Do you know, it's probably one of my favourites. I think I saw it 3 times in Melbourne, then I saw it in the UK. And very, very proudly I can say the Cairns Choral Society did a production of this, and it was just as good. You know, it's a magnificent story, you know, and the whole love aspect of it is brilliant. The music, it's definitely Andrew Lloyd Webber's standout production, I believe this one was. The songs in it were great. You get to things like Masquerade, that massive big number where they're all harmonising beautifully.
Masquerade.
Yeah, love it, love it. It's a fantastic show, and, you know, really all praise for Andrew Lloyd Webber on that one.
Okay, because Phantom is my favourite Andrew Lloyd Webber show, and because I can, we're playing two songs from Phantom. First of all, The Music of the Night, sung by Michael Crawford, the Phantom.
Each sensation, darkness wakes and stirs imagination. Silently, the senses abandon their defenses, helpless to resist the notes I write. For I compose the music of the night. Slowly, gently, night unfurls its splendor. Grasp it, sense it, tremulous and tender. As lightning, soft as candlelight, dare you trust the music of the night? Close your eyes, for your eyes will only tell the truth, and the truth isn't what you want to see. me make the music of the
Music of the Night there from Michael Crawford, The Phantom. Now, The Phantom of the Opera. And this is sung tonight by Sarah Brightman and Steve Harley. What a show, Phantom of the Opera. Well, Aspects of Love followed in 1989, a musical based on the story by David Garnett. The lyrics were by Don Black and Charles Hart, and the original production was directed by Trevor Nunn. Got to know Trevor. Nice bloke. Aspects had a run of 4 years in London, but closed after less than a year on Broadway. It has since gone on a tour of the UK. Now, it wasn't a critic's favourite, those darn critics again, but it did produce one great song. And before we play that song, Michael Kerr, your thoughts on Aspects of Love?
Not one that I even, actually, I haven't seen it. Not one I've really looked into. So, I can't really comment because I haven't seen it, but yeah, there are a couple of songs that came from it, but again, you know, certainly not my cup of tea. So, you know, I think he needed a break on that one and, you know, go to his next production.
Well, as I mentioned, it did produce one great song, Love Changes Everything. Tonight sung by Michael Ball.
Changes everything, hands and faces, earth and sky. Love changes everything, how you live and how you die. Love can make the summer fly, or a night seem like a lifetime. Yes, love changes everything. Now I tremble at your name. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Love changes everything. Days are longer, words mean more. Love changes everything. Pain is deeper than before. Love will turn your world around, and that world will last forever. Yes, love changes everything. Brings you glory, brings you shame. Nothing in the world will ever be the same.
Love Changes Everything. Beautiful song there by Michael Ball from the production of Aspects of Love by Andrew Lloyd Webber. And we're looking at the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber tonight on our music special on Fab FM, which is this time every week and repeated now on a Saturday night at 8 p.m. Well, in 1992, Andrew Lloyd Webber was asked to write a song for the Barcelona Olympics and composed Friends for Life, with Don Black providing the lyrics. A beautiful, beautiful song. The song at that time was performed by Sarah Brightman and Jose Carreras, as it is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Friends for Life there, from Sarah Brightman and Jose Carreras. Andrew Lloyd Webber had toyed with the idea of writing a musical based on Billy Wilder's critically acclaimed black and white movie Sunset Boulevard. I love this as a movie. It's one of my favourite movies of all time. But the project didn't come to fruition until after the completion of Aspects of Love, when the composer finally managed to secure the rights of the film from Paramount Pictures. Andrew worked with two collaborators this time, Christopher Hampton and Don Black. The show opened at the Adelphi Theatre in London on the 12th of July 1993 and ran for 1,529 performances. In spite of the show's popularity and extensive run in London's West End, it lost money due to the sheer expense of putting on the production. In 1994, Sunset Boulevard became a successful Broadway show, opening with the largest advance booking in Broadway history and winning 7 Tony Awards that year. 1994. Now, I saw it in London in 1996 when Petula Clark played the lead role. She was amazing and she absolutely nailed it. Now, the story is, if you don't know about it, it's about an aging silent movie star, Norma Desmond, who lives in a huge mansion on Sunset Boulevard with her manservant. When a Hollywood writer, a broke Hollywood writer, drops in by accident while he's being pursued by debt collectors, and she takes a shine to him. The original cougar is Norma Desmond. Michael Kerr, your thoughts on Sunset Boulevard?
Wonderful, wonderful. And, it was a great shame. They brought it to Australia. It opened up the Regent Theatre again in Melbourne. And unfortunately, I think the downside of it is it failed because of the person they had playing the lead role. Unfortunately, Debbie Burns, as good as she was, she had her personal issues at the time and they affected the production. And, I don't think Australia got to appreciate how good that production could have been.
Well, some wonderful songs in the show, but my favourite is when Norma is visiting the set of a Cecil B. DeMille movie and the crew recognise her and the spotlight is shone onto her. And, of course, it's all in darkness except for this single spot. And, of course, Norma thinks she's still a big star when, in actual fact, she's washed up, but not in her mind. Tonight, singing With One Look is Barbara Streisand.
Say I'm through. Well, it's time they knew. With one look I can break your heart. With one look I play every part. I can make your sad heart sing. With one look you'll know all you need to know. With one smile, I'm the girl next door. All the love that you've hungered for. When I speak, it's with my soul. I can play any role. Stories my eyes tell. Watch me when I frown. You can't write that down. You know I'm right. It's there in black and white. When I look your way, you'll hear what I say. Yes, with one look I put words to shame. Just one look sets the screen aflame. Music starts to play. One tear from my eye makes the whole world cry. With one look, they'll forgive the past. They'll rejoice I've returned at last to my people in the dark. Dark.
Barbara Streisand there, and With One Look. That is a beautiful, beautiful song. Well, in 2009, Andrew Lloyd Webber launched the musical Love Never Dies, a sequel to Phantom of the Opera. It never reached the heights of its predecessor, and that's all I'll say about that show. Not one of my favourites. What do you think, Michael?
Definitely not. He should have stopped before he began with that one, unfortunately. There's a couple of good songs in it, but certainly, you know, people were anticipating a sequel to The Phantom being as good, and it just didn't live up to it, unfortunately. So, yeah, not one he should have done.
Well, up until now, 2018, Andrew Lloyd Webber hasn't written a musical to top the likes of Phantom or Cats or Evita, but he's producing shows like new productions of Wizard of Oz. He's got all sorts of things in the pipeline and keeps very busy. In his personal life, he's been married three times. He married first Sarah Hugel in 1971. They divorced in 1983. Together they had two children, a daughter and a son. He then married singer Sarah Brightman in 1984. They divorced in 1990. His third marriage, which continues today, is to Madeline Gurdon. He married her in 1991. They have three children, two sons and a daughter. And with Madeline, Andrew founded the Watership Down Stud in Horse Stud in 1992. In 1996, they expanded their equestrian holdings by purchasing Kiltonan Castle Stud in Ireland. Andrew Lloyd Webber is an art collector with a passion for Victorian art. In late 2009, Andrew had surgery for early stage prostate cancer, but had to be readmitted to hospital with post-operative infection in November of that particular year, 2009. In January 2010, he declared he was cancer-free. He had his prostate completely removed as a preventative measure. So there you go. He's healthy at the moment, which is wonderful. So that's been the life and music of Andrew Lloyd Webber tonight on Fab FM. The journey so far, and it's certainly not over. We leave you with one of my favourite songs from my favourite musical of Andrew Lloyd Webber, from Phantom of the Opera. But before I play that song, I'd like to thank Michael Kerr. Thanks for joining us tonight, Michael Kerr. And I know a lot of the people from the Clink Theatre would have been listening in tonight.
Too easy. Most welcome. Thank you very much. You have a great night.
Thank you so much. Well, here is the song from Phantom of the Opera, All I Ask of You, tonight sung by Sarah Brightman and Cliff Richard. Yes, Cliff Richard. Thanks for listening.
No more talk of darkness, forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you. Lifetime, let me lead you for me go to. That's all I ask of you.
Song.